Hello, my name is Mark. Welcome to episode 33 of the Fitness for Humans podcast. This episode, I want to discuss the importance of setting the example for people around you. You know, a lot of things that you may do that seem quiet or seem small are more noticed than you may think. So I felt that it was important to kind of dive into something like this. One thing that hit a little bit closer to home for me this weekend, I was out on a run with my son, as I often do. And, you know, I always kind of, you know, felt like he, you know, had a little bit of a hard time keeping up with me. He's younger. He's nearly 15 years old. You know, and I always kind of, you know, hold up for him just to kind of, you know, let him, you know, be in the run with me. And yesterday he just flat out beat me. He smoked me. I'd say he beat me by a good eighth of a mile on this 5K run that we typically do, that we have mapped out around our house. And it was a proud moment for me. It was a bittersweet moment, because obviously it's a sign that I'm getting older and I'm getting slower. But also it was a good moment as far as seeing him, watching him improve and do better. And this is something that's kind of a rite of passage, I think, that all fathers go through, in particular when it comes to any type of athletic activity pertaining to their children. And to see him kind of, the work that he's been putting in as far as not only going on runs with me, but also taking his own fitness into his own hands and doing things on his own, as well as, you know, he is part of a cross-country team that gets him a little bit extra work as well. So, you know, that's something that I think is undervalued and is more rewarding than anybody could ever even actually explain, to see something like this trickle down to your kids. Because, I mean, not to get too personal, but, you know, this child of mine has in the past struggled in this area a little bit athletically. He's had some hindrances. He's had some, he's made some, I wouldn't say bad choices, but I mean, he's definitely made some choices that has affected his ability to perform athletically. And lately he's righted the ship with all that. He's done well with his diet. He has put in the work physically. And yesterday I really saw the results of that when, I wasn't letting him hang with me or anything like that. I was running and I couldn't keep up with him. And, you know, to see him be able to do something like that kind of made me aware of the importance of this kind of thing. You know, obviously he's improving physically, and obviously, you know, it goes hand in hand as far as, you know, physical performance and health. So obviously he's, you know, I can't give you specific numbers right now on anything, but I can tell you that he's, you know, it's a safe bet to say that he's in a healthier place now than he would have been had he not put in this work. And this is something that I've always tried to kind of try to preach with my family. And that's kind of one of the reasons that I wanted to do this podcast as well, is because, you know, the example that we can set and the tone that we can set for people that's around us is more contagious than you would think for, you know, people that are interested. Now, you know, one important thing to remember when you are pursuing any kind of example like this, or you're putting yourself in a mode, you know, people around you that are, most people around you are average. They're basic, and there's nothing wrong with that. However, they, you know, at times they will not understand your journey. They will not understand what you're trying to portray. They will not understand the things that you put yourself through to improve. And that's something that I think we kind of have to block out, because obviously if you're listening to this, if you're somebody who's taking your fitness seriously, if you're somebody who has started your journey or have been on your journey for a while, you're more on the exceptional end. You're not average. And I think that that's something that needs to be remembered, based on, you know, like if somebody's, you know, wondering why you put in all this work, why do you put yourself through this? You know, be comfortable, you know, there's no, and I say there's no room for comfort, like in areas like that. I mean, this is something that, you know, when you're talking about your health, you're talking about your longevity, you're talking about your energy. And this is something that we kind of have to overcome when we hear this from people around us. This is going to be something that kind of comes in naturally, just from people that don't understand. People that are average will never understand us, and that's okay. They don't have to. We understand us, and that's something that we have to remember, is that, you know, we're the exceptional ones. We're the ones that are putting in the work. We're the ones that are making the adjustments, and, you know, we're the ones that should be giving the advice. Now, one thing that, you know, I find is something that's very contagious as well is, you know, diet. You know, we eat in social gatherings, and, you know, people bring food and prepare food and all different types of food. And, you know, there'll be things that maybe are not the best of choices when, you know, we're in these gatherings, and turning down things is okay. Okay, you're gonna have people that try to tell you, oh, taste this, taste then tasting things is okay. But, you know, as far as actually, you know, having full servings of things that are not beneficial to our goal, don't be afraid to say, no, I'm not having that. And, you know, no matter how much trouble somebody may give you for rejecting that, and how may it may be portrayed as rude, the important thing is us people that are recognize the importance of a healthy diet understand the snowball effect of something like that, and the people that don't won't. So it's okay that they don't need to understand it. You do, and that's something that you know, it can be kind of a light for people around you as well. People that don't understand it will never understand it. They're going to carry on, and as they should, that's fine. But the people that do understand it will kind of be, you'll sense a little inspiration from them, you know, and it kind of, you know, it'll kind of carry over. You know, one of the things that, you know, I've been proud about is how well I've been able to stick to my diet in times like that. It's been questioned. It's been ridiculed. Everybody around me that doesn't understand, you know, will just kind of constantly, you know, poke at it. Like, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? You know, this is so good. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, if you can help one person that sees you do that and says, you know what, I think I'm good too. You know, I don't want to eat like that anymore. I see that this person is able to do that. I can do that. And, this kind of thing will kind of come out of the woodwork for you. You'll start seeing things like this around you. And, you know, this is going to be something that kind of inspires you as well, but also you feel the reward of it. Anytime you have somebody that, you know, is kind of gravitated towards your type of viewpoint on this and your energy, and it starts bleeding into their lifestyle, that's something that I think can't be undervalued. Can't be, you know, definitely can't be undersold, because that is so valuable as far as where we're actually able to help people is by setting that example. Because so many times people look to that type of leadership. You know, it's easy to get on here and preach one way and, you know, yada yada yada, you know, this is the thing that's best for you, yada yada yada. You know, our doctors are kind of the same way. You know, they'll tell you this is what you should be doing, but, you know, you look at our doctors, you know, a lot of them are smokers, a lot of them are overweight, and it's like, well, you know, how should I take your advice if I can't see results in you? And, you know, being somebody who has results, it's easier for me to kind of preach that and say, hey, this is what works, look. You know, but, you know, even if you're somebody who is not quite where you want to be or envision yourself to be, even if you just get started, that getting started is the hardest part of any journey. And that is something that will kind of carry over with people around you as well. And, you know, before you know it, you're not doing this alone. You'll have people involved with you that kind of help push you and kind of help drive you. And that's kind of been one of the things that I've been able to be fortunate enough about, is everywhere around me, I've had more people gravitate toward me in this type of lifestyle, which has helped me stay on track. Not that I've needed it per se, but it definitely makes it easier when you have people around you that are supporting you, and when you have people around you that share your same vision. And obviously when they see your results or you see their results, you know, it becomes like, oh wow, okay, this is something. Now the important thing to remember is to always make sure you be patient, okay? You know, it's so easy to give up on things because you've been doing it for a week or 2 weeks and, you know, you haven't had any results. Or sometimes even worse, you can have results on something and you say, okay, well, I'm in a good place, you know, I'm starting to lose weight. It's not going to hurt to have a cheat meal here. It's not going to hurt to you know, have this because, you know, I'm doing well. No, unfortunately, like I said before, it is a slippery slope, and it's something that, you know, we've kind of always got to be conscientious of. Now, I've always been an advocate for cheat meals, but once you are in the right place metabolically and dietary, okay, a cheat meal, if you're in a place where you're strong and you're having a, you know, an easier time rejecting bad foods, then, you know, a cheat meal every now and then, yeah, like I said, I've said before, 2 to 3 times a week. But, you know, it's when you're first starting, that's not really a good way to go, just because of our inability to kind of reject that and fall back into that bad habit right away when we're still so far in the bad habit. Now one thing we got to remember is that it's one thing to set the example, and it's quite another thing to be preachy. Now, one thing that people don't like around you is if you are forceful. There are so many times around me where I've kind of had to bite my lip because, you know, I hear people that either jump into the fasting too fast, or, you know, they do horrible things and find horrible justifications in their diet, or they do fad dieting. There's so many times where I find myself having to bite my lip, you know, because it's not one of those things where, you know, even though I say, yes, I'm not against fad dieting, but I would never harp on somebody for pursuing something like that because they're pursuing something. Okay, the important thing is they have the drive to want to get better. Now, yeah, do I think they're going about the right way? In my opinion, yes. But it's not one thing that I would definitely call somebody on the carpet for as far as doing things the wrong way, because I'm an advocate that, you know, a lot of times when they pursue things like this, they need to learn this stuff on their own. So you can set the example, but you can only go so far with it, okay? As far as, you know, be the guiding light, but don't preach, okay? It's if people around you, you know, will definitely be more gravitated toward you if you're not forceful, and as well as once they start seeing the results that you're having, you know, it's one of those things where it'll start bleeding over and they'll start craving the same things, and they'll start, you know, naturally following you seeing the results that you're having if you decide to do things the correct way. So today's recap is simple, guys. Ignore the white noise. Stay focused on your goal, okay? Do you. You stay on your track regardless of what's happening around you, and this will carry over. It will get easier for you, and you'll have other people that join your side and decide to kind of help themselves improve as well. And that's really as much of a reward as it is to have the benefit yourself. You will feel just as much of a reward if you have other people that are kind of joining in on the cause with you. So this is something that you're not going to get a lot of people to join on. Like I said, most people are average, and that's okay. But the exceptional people are the ones that are pursuing this, and be exceptional. So hopefully this has been beneficial for you. Until next time, so long.